Report, Chicago taxpayers stuck with rising costs for Obama's presidential center. By Amy Furr on February 21, 2026. Former President Barack Obama's presidential center in Chicago that is supposed to open this year is reportedly costing taxpayers more and more money. There have been surging public infrastructure costs for the project the former president said would be a gift to the city, Fox News reported on Saturday. However, taxpayers are stuck with the bill and no government agency can provide an accounting of the total public cost, despite months of queries and FOIA requests, the outlet said. Obama vowed in the beginning to privately fund the project via donations to his foundation, according to Fox. But building the infrastructure to get the project up and running is publicly financed and cannot move forward without those funds. In September, Breitbart News reported Obama's presidential library was approaching $850 million in construction costs as residents called it an eyesore. Not long after that report was published, tax filings showed the Obama Foundation had only deposited $1 million into its $470 reserve fund. Video footage posted in December showed what the finished project is supposed to look like. In the clip, Obama said the project would create jobs and economic opportunities for Chicago while also enriching the landscape. Per the Fox article, Chicago authorities have failed to produce a reconciled total showing how much city taxpayers have committed or how current spending compares to the roughly $175 million discussed when the project was approved. In her statement regarding the center, Illinois GOP Chair Kathy Salvey told Fox, "Illinois Republicans saw this coming a mile away. Now, right on cue, Illinois Democrats are leaving taxpayers high and dry and putting them on the hook for hundreds of millions of dollars to support the ugliest building in Chicago. Illinois culture of corruption is humming along with pay-to-play deals to their allies and friends while lying to Illinois voters."